Ladies and gentlemen, it is now my pleasure to introduce the best of the best. Best in show.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Best in Show Radio on HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears, and the place to be. My name is Keith. To the left of me, I'm shaking it up tonight. It's James.
Yeah, it is.
And to the right of me, Chris Parmesan.
What's up, guys?
I just want to point out, Keith.
Yes, sir.
When James decided to point out to you that you tend to be soft-spoken at the beginning of the episode, having your voice go from like this to really loud all of a sudden and then go back like this doesn't necessarily make it better. It just makes it a different kind of problem. Just talk like a person the whole time,
so,
and you'll be good.
But that's what I do. I solve one problem at a time.
He is shy. We did learn that last week, didn't we?
We absolutely did.
When did we learn that? We learned that via some sort of email that we got last week, right?
We did, and if you're not shy, you can send your hey guys to heyguys@bestinshowradio.com, or you could be traditional and use contact@bestinshowradio.com.
Both of those will get to us, and then Keith will read them just like this.
Hey guys, Trip from East Meadow, Long Island. You guys have a bucket list? Love, Trip. Trip worded that very
well. From East Meadow!
I think Trip was putting the words in my mouth, like the David Brent thing of telling the interviewer what she should write. But, you know what, that's Trip's deal. That's his whole trip. That's his bag.
That's Trip's trip. I don't believe in the name Trip. First of all, that bothers me. I was at work today, and I got a call from a guy named Chip. And I can't.
Oh, Chip's a real name.
I hate.
So is Trip, obviously.
I hate Ips for names.
Kip?
Kip Winger is the only Kip that I will allow.
Kip Fadu?
I don't even know what that is.
Guy from the Rules of Attraction movie.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Skippy.
Skip, exactly.
All right, well, Trip.
Rip.
There's one Rip. Oh, no, there's two.
Tip O'Neill? He was the Speaker of the House.
Yeah, that's terrible. This is all terrible.
These Bip?
Are all... Bip Roberts.
That's right. That's Blip. Flip Wilson.
Despite your name, Trip, I'll continue letting you live. But we'll continue with the topic. What was it? A bucket list?
He says, do you guys have a bucket list?
Right off the bat.
Can you explain what that is to anyone that didn't see the movie?
No. I refuse to because it's the year 2013, and if you don't know what a bucket list is, shut it off. Go browse, look for a dancing baby video or something like that.
I think you're alienating our younger viewers.
What do you mean? People that were born a week ago?
Yes.
Bucket list has been
they
around...
They count too, you know.
No, they're not allowed to watch this show. Bucket list has only been around for a few years, right? The concept of a bucket list... Okay, a bucket list is when you come up with a list of things that you want to do before you die.
Was that hard?
A little bit.
Apparently, it was very hard.
You look very tense.
It twisted me. I'm still mad about the other thing that we filmed that's going to be released someday, maybe or maybe not.
Bucket list Parmesan.
Anyway, as far as bucket lists are concerned, our friends, VL Chop and Tony, used to do a program here on Hear Us Talk, just like our friends at Bug Zapper Radio, just like our friends at the DJ New Style Show, just like our friends at Truth Time Theater, our friends from Sandwich Humor, they used to do a program here on Heroes Talk called The Awful Hour. And they did a whole episode about bucket lists, and I'm really not jazzed. I hate that I just said that.
So do I.
But I'm really not jazzed at the idea of, I'm not stoked at the idea of doing, no, stoked is cool, of doing a show about bucket lists, per se. I will, if it's okay with you, address some things that I wish I could have done. Like, I don't like the idea of it being like a thing, like a huge, tremendous thing that like, oh, I want to run with the bulls, or I want to, you know, kayak down something, or like, I want to climb Mount Everest. Like, that's too, there's too much grandeur.
So are you talking about things that you wish you did that you still can do, or things that you wish you did that you no longer can do?
I could probably go in both directions, right. But I'm thinking about things that I can do. You know what I hate that I've never done? There are certain books that I haven't read. At the point of being, at the risk of being a dullard to the kids that are watching us on
the
YouTube. Week-olds. Right, all those week olds that didn't know what a bucket list was in the first place. There are books that I haven't read. There are people... I have never read Hemingway.
Neither have I.
Any Hemingway.
I tried and was a little bored.
As I understand it, Hemingway would be my bag. Like, he'd be my dude.
You like boring?
Yes, I love boring. As I understand it, as it's been suggested to me, I have not read Kerouac. Any Kerouac.
I have either.
I haven't.
So I guess I'm not so so off kilter with these things I should have read.
No.
I've never read. I've tried to read Shakespeare and I just didn't get it.
Oh, I've read Shakespeare.
No, I mean, did you enjoy it?
It's kind of annoying. I was also like.
So I'm not just missing it. It's just it's.
It was high school age. I also haven't read it as an adult. I'd like to.
You haven't read it for pleasure.
Right. I did it because I had to do it for school. I liked Othello. I liked Othello. I liked Iago from Othello. I thought he was a pretty awesome character.
I'm mad that I don't have a driver's license yet.
See,
who are you mad at?
Mm-mm.
Myself. I'm going to be 40 in January of 2014.
That would qualify as sort of bucket listy because you're never going to do it. I put it on that insurmountable task. You are never going to get a driver's license. On Best in Show, you are challenged to get a driver's license by a certain date.
By 37th birthday.
I was going to say 3 to 4 years ago. 3 years ago, and you couldn't pull it off. You couldn't even pull off a permit.
Oh, I have that.
Oh, you have a permit?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
I have it again. Third time.
And to keep it full circle here, Tony from The Awful Hour was challenged by Veal Chop towards the end of the show to get his driver's license by a certain date, and he offered him money to be able to do it. I don't drive anymore. Tony drives me around all the time.
I cannot believe that Tony has his license before you do.
Here, look at...
I didn't know he didn't ever have it. So
I'm
astounded at that.
Look at this right here. That is the picture that I took the first time that I got into a car with Tony from The Awful Hour, because it blew my mind to see him behind the wheel of a car. And granted, he looks like a crazy grandmother, like, you know, way too close to the wheel and everything, but I thought it was hilarious. I love it. I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, the amount of friends... I was in a group of friends that weren't getting their licenses, and the amount of them that still don't have it is really dissipating at this point. We all have a mutual friend, I'll spare his name, but he doesn't have his license, and me and him decided this was going to be the year... That
are you sparing his name for a reason?
Yes, because he's the leader of James's band, and I don't know if he wants anyone to know this.
He doesn't have a driver's license? Hi,
me and him both decided this year is going to be the year we were going to get it.
By the way, you
I
guys
have to term leader
you,
of
you
the
guys
band.
You guys should go check out this website, DC and the Change. Terrific, DCandtheChange.com. It's right, that's the website, and it's a terrific band, and you guys should check it out. I don't know who the leader of the band was, though. I didn't realize he didn't have a driver's license.
I was just going by because his name is...
What do you mean?
DC.
Oh, okay. What? I'm confused.
So let's get back
so
on...
So you two are the only two people that don't have driver's licenses. Right?
My mom
friend
doesn't.
Ron Hill got his.
Your license. Mom doesn't have a driver's license?
Never did.
Yeah, but she's a female.
Oh, boy.
Sorry.
So back. Second half of the show is starting with Keith's apology to all women.
So back to
which is the ones with licenses.
Okay.
Back to the things that you wish you did and you still want to do.
Like movies, like they're movies. Like I said, they're not like big things. Like they're just things that I feel like I should have done that I can't believe I haven't done. We actually did kind of almost do this as a topic, and you guys started recommending things to me, and it wound up with me trying to read the Ice Shirk, and I wanted to.
That was a good book.
Yeah, that's
good choice, Brian.
I'm trying to think, what else? What other things are there that I'd like to do? Like I said, it's really, like, I don't want to be such a dullard. I don't want to be such a guy that literally sits in his house and reads all day, but that's what I do.
Another book I haven't read.
These are the things I'm aspiring for. I'm aspiring to read these books. Meanwhile, I read all the time, but I keep reading the stuff that I know I like.
Do you not believe that you haven't woken up on a Sunday morning and read the New York Times?
Oh, God. Have you ever done it?
Yes, I had done it already when we fought about it.
You're lying.
I've never done it.
Has ever done it!
I disagree, but...
I know. It's not no one. But this goes back to when we did 5 live shows in a row.
And the last one ended in a big fight.
So you want to just be the guy who said or does the things that most people have done and are expected to experience?
Well, I don't think that everyone is...
But the norm is, oh yeah, you should have read this, or seen this movie, that movie.
Maybe. What about you? Is there anything along that line that you feel like maybe like... Because I feel like a complete outcast of society for a lot of reasons, but especially because I don't have a driver's
license. Well, yeah, I'm sure there's some classic movies and books that I should read.
But does that bother you? Anything you think that bothers you as much as if you didn't have a driver's license?
No. Nothing that I want to have I should have went to grad school right out of college.
Oh, man.
I'm going to do that, but in a completely different field. But
by the way, you also told me I'd never get a college degree, and I did. Granted, it was an associate's degree.
In my mind, no disrespect, you don't have a college degree.
It's a college degree.
Associate's degree to me does not feel like a college degree. You're more educated than me, and I'm judging you. I'm judging you. I'm not saying it like, congratulations to you, you're better than me. I'm saying, like, I've got balls to criticize you considering how uneducated I am. But to me, an associate's degree isn't a college degree. That's a halfway degree. That's an almost there.
So it's like fake chicken.
It's like fake chicken.
As opposed to the chicken of a bachelor's degree.
So I guess it's Keith's bag. It's what he does. He half steps.
So I have the permit, so I'm good.
Exactly! He gets a permit, he eats fake meat, he gets an associate's degree. What else?
I do a radio show.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Oh, God. Yeah, I don't... I will say that, when you brought up grad school, I hate that I don't have a college degree.
Do you see yourself going back to college?
Bachelor's degree. A real... full degree. Absolutely not. I'll never go to school. I don't like that I didn't. That would be, like what you were saying at the beginning, that would be one of the things that I'm mad that I didn't do and I'm never going to do. And I, you know, it's beyond my time to do it. And yeah, I know my grandmother got her degree when she was like, I don't know, 60 or 55 or something like that. I'm not doing that.
Well, it's not that you're too old, you just don't want to.
No, I'd like the idea of doing it.
It's not going to advance you necessarily.
Oh, it could. It could advance. I just don't want to go through the trouble. I just don't want to go through the trouble of working.
If you thought it would advance you a lot more than you believe it would you go through the trouble? Or would you be more willing to go through the trouble?
I don't have the means to not work as much as I work right now to support the lifestyle that I have.
Because I'll be honest with you, I got, and I feel like I talked about this recently, but whatever, I got the associate's degree, and at the time, I was in the job I'm in now, and I don't really, there's no really about it. I work for the state, it's all promotional, so I don't need a college degree for that job. I was doing it more at that point just to be able to get it for my own sake because I wanted to prove to myself that I could get it. Now I'm paying the student loans on it. So, you know, if it's not that necessary, I still want to finish because now I've gotten that far. I want to get the real degree, as you call it.
Right, a degree.
And, you know, the state can lay me off at any time and now I'll be, you know.
Degreeless.
Yes. I've always wanted to go to Apex Tech. One of those auto mechanic.
That would be good just to learn things.
Yeah, but not because I want to do that for a living.
You just want to know how.
But you know how to do a lot with a car.
But not nowhere near that level. I would love to be able to.
Okay.
But I'm not going to.
Yeah, see, that to me is, hey, I guess these aren't really crazy bucket lists. These are.
We discussed in one of our first shows since we've been back that I don't know how to do anything. I would love to learn how to just do things. I would love if they gave, like, a home repair class.
I'm pretty sure they do.
But not one when I get there, and again, not to be offensive, but where the teacher says, okay,
don't get
ladies,
dirty.
We're going to learn, you know, like...
Home Depot has free classes every weekend.
That's what I was thinking.
How to tile something, how to fix something, all the time.
You guys come with me, because I'm scared?
Absolutely not.
I'm shy.
I know, but I'm not gonna be involved in any of that.
All right, then I'm not going. I don't have a ride.
The 74 stops right in front of me.
F it. I'll use my associate's degree and hire someone to do it.
Awesome. You need a degree to hire someone to do something?
That's why I got my degree in hiring.
Oh, nice, nice. Congratulations. What is your degree in?
Liberal arts.
What's your halfway degree on? Oh, my God. You didn't even declare a major. I'll take the regular, please. You know what? When you went into school and registered, you said, I'll take the regular, just in medium. That's what you got.
I ordered a plain degree.
a plain degree, but and then only ate half of it.
It's liberal arts general studies.
A half of a general degree. We'll see you guys after this general break in the middle of our show. Best in Show Radio. Bug Zapper Radio. DJ New Style.
HearUsTalk.com.
Welcome back to Best in Show Radio. That was funny.
It's a good commercial. It's a good commercial. It makes me laugh sometimes. You know what it is? It's the first time you saw it because you don't usually watch the show week in and week out like James and I do.
I'm not watching this right now.
That's why our view count is so low. That's why we had to beg people last week to watch our show, because you won't even give us one view a week, you son of a bitch.
I'm going to watch it 500 times this week.
Okay, good. Well, then I'm going to do a live
show. I'm going to watch something 500 times this week. It might be this, it might be Frasier.
Really? 2013, you got to watch episodes of Frasier?
I still watch Frasier, The Office, and Isle of Lucy religiously. The three of the best shows ever.
I'm going to say no.
I know you are, but they're still three of the best shows.
The Office definitely is. The English one, absolutely.
Oh, come on, the American one's good.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. Don't watch it. Sorry, we're all doing a program here now. I want to watch this. Why don't we do it? It's Best in Show on Hear Us Talk.
And this is going to be the first show that they're going to promote to get 500 views.
Why? What's wrong with that?
Remember that first half?
Wonderful.
That was terrible, too. I don't have my Hey Guys. I just realized that.
What do you mean?
Normally I read my Hey Guys off my phone, but my phone died.
Do you want me to go get it off the charger right now?
Would you do that?
It's good. Good thing we are promoting the hell out of this show. Good thing. Well, it's
dead. Okay.
Dead silence.
By the way, if you want to send a Hey Guys, send it to heyguys@bestinshowradio.com or contact@bestinshowradio.com. This one says, Hey Pals. Can I still read it?
Yeah.
All right. Hey Pals. I just bought a brand new TV. I feel a little guilty. You guys ever make any bad impulse purchases?
Oh my God.
From Mark. Mark didn't tell us where he's from. He didn't Hey Guys us.
I don't care. I'm putting your phone on the charger. It doesn't make a difference what's on here, what's not on here. I don't care.
What the hell is that?
I'm pissed off that your phone's not charged and that I just had to get up in the middle of the show to get your email. Why didn't you print it out off of your phone to start the show?
I apologize, princess.
I know, I'm the princess. You sat in your throne and waited for someone to bring your phone to you.
Next, from now on, I just do this.
Phone!
Phone, please!
Why?
No name, please. Alright. So, what kind of... He didn't specify? You want to check the email? Oh, you can't. But, so he
bought a TV. He wants to know if we ever made any bad impulse purchases.
First of all...
No.
TV? Well, before you even get into the bed. TV? Not a bad purchase.
What if he just bought one and he wanted one that was an inch bigger?
That's a nice investment. What's wrong with having two TVs? Two big TVs.
What if he only has one room?
Then he has two TV room.
My point is, I'm not being stupid. My point is, like, what if he really doesn't need a second TV and he has a fairly new TV and he just decided to get a slightly newer TV but he can't really afford it?
I think that's okay. I have no problem with that. I support impulse buying, though.
Impulse buying, if you can't afford it, it's a whole different story.
Doesn't that make... Well, okay. See, to me, because I've never been able to afford it, impulse always means you can't afford it.
No. Impulse buying and then having your... setting your credit card for 6 years and getting tons of interest, that's a poor impulse buy.
I was thinking, don't pay the rent because you bought a TV with
that. That's bad, too.
I like to buy things. I always make minimum payments at the very least. I'm doing a really good job of getting my credit and my finances in order. I've paid down a lot of my debt. I love impulse buying.
Everyone that knows you knows that.
But I'm going to say, off the bat, I'm not the biggest impulse buyer at the table by any stretch of the imagination.
I did get Skittles and potato chips earlier.
That is very true.
Ate them. I didn't want them. I didn't plan on eating anything.
Well, I impulse eat. That's a whole other issue for a whole other time.
I wouldn't call my TV a large TV. It's way bigger than I need for this apartment.
It's a large TV. It's not excessively, but it's a large TV.
I have a 42-inch TV in an apartment that's probably 42 inches long.
But do you sit here and watch it?
No, I lay in bed and crane my head.
That big then.
Yeah. What else am I gonna do? I bought a TV. I get messages from friends all the time. Our friend Ange always forwards me like Living Social deals and Groupon deals and stuff like that. And literally all I have to get is like see it and I'll just click on it. And I'm already going to buy before I even know
She's
what it
enabling
is.
You.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, that's why I'm walking around with a stupid Kindle instead of an iPad.
See, that's why I don't have any Groupon on my phone. I won't have any of that on my phone, because second I see something, I'm like, wow, I should just buy it.
I have, for my cell phone, I have a case that actually has a battery built into it for backup for batteries, so my phone's never going to die. It has a second battery for it that I keep in my bag, charged at all times. A week ago on Living Social, I got a Groupon, one of them, I got an external USB battery in case this dies that I could plug it into. I could go a week and I don't need all this stuff, but it's an impulse buy. I felt something to do. My IT guy at work sits right next to me. I randomly will say, Mitch, what do I need to get? And he just rattles off things. That's the reason I have the SodaStream. He's like, oh, you gotta get the SodaStream. I went and bought a SodaStream. He's like, oh, cool. I almost got a countertop pizza maker. I have a pizza stone in my oven behind me.
Does that work, by the way?
What?
Yes, the pizza stone?
Of course.
Yeah, of course. It's great.
Yeah. I almost bought a countertop pizza maker for like $150.
So you can make Parmesan-free pizza.
Yes.
Does Mitch, you said?
Mitch is, yeah, that's my
Does
color.
Mitch buy these things himself, or is he living vicariously through you?
No.
Or is he just mocking you?
I appeal to him, hey, give me something. I want something. I've gone on record as talking about the emptiness that I feel in life and how I just like to buy things and purchase and consume, and that's where I get some sort of fulfillment from.
And you and everyone else, but yeah.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But that's what I do. So I'll just arbitrarily or randomly yell out to him, dude, what do I need? And he's like, oh, you need this. And he's always ready. He's always got something loaded for me.
Would you enjoy these things, or do you not need them?
Well, I love
them. Do you use the pizza stone?
I didn't buy it.
No. Do you use... No, the
Do
pizza
you use
stone.
It, though?
Oh, yeah. No, I've had my pizza stone for, like...
Oh, you were going to buy
10 years. Okay.
So what did you just buy that you didn't need?
I didn't need a Soda Stream.
Bob, but you love the Soda Stream.
I guess
an impulse buy is something you're going to love. It's not a
save. I definitely don't need my additional USB battery charger for my phone. I never plugged it in, and I'm never going to. It's charged. I'm never going to use that. Ever. I totally don't need my Kindle.
You have an iPhone. You don't need a Kindle.
I should have gotten I should have gotten an iPad or one of the
Samsung,
or the Samsung Galaxy. I was looking at the iPad Minis a week ago.
Oh, call coming in from Mitch.
Oh wait,
Mitch's calls come into my ears.
Okay, perfect, perfect. What should I get? Yeah, I love. I just want to buy. I like getting things. I love impulse buying. What was our emailer's name? Tim, Tom,
Mark.
Mark. Same thing.
Tim, Tom, Mark.
Yeah, I love buying stuff. I love it.
When I used to...
just want to say, I want to hear everything you got to say, Keith. I really do. I love the quiet coming from the other side of the table as I say I'm not the biggest impulse buyer. What were you saying, Keith?
Well, I was going to quickly say, when I used to live at home...
Take your time.
No, we don't really have that much time.
We got tons.
When I used to live at home... meeting with my parents, I...
Mommy.
Yes.
Daddy.
I would buy... Okay. that's normal.
I'm trying to make it slower. I'm trying to slow you down when you want to go fast.
When I would buy box sets of things, music that I didn't need, and I had a 4-track, and I bought a slightly better 4-track, and it wasn't that 4-track recorder for music, and...
Didn't you know in the future that all music was going to be digital and you could steal it off the internet? Why couldn't you
apparently
have that foresight?
I didn't have that...
Dummy.
I didn't have that that impulse.
That foresighted impulse?
Now, though, I just don't do that anymore. But now it's hard to get me to buy things that I need because I don't want to, I just don't... I'd rather know that,
You've reached your lifetime purchasing limit already?
My shoelace snapped. The other day, and I was mad that I had to go buy shoelaces.
Now there's gum holding it together.
I swear to God, I really did tape I put scotch tape over it to try to prevent it at first, because at work I was like, I'm not buying
these shoelaces. A shoelace costs $1.50!
I know, I'm also lazy.
It's not impulsive.
Alright. You have to make a proper investment and do some research on it in advance to know what kind of shoelace to need.
I wish it was that I was one of those people that's so cheap that they have all this money in the bank, but I don't. I just...
That's not a matter of money. $1.50 for shoelaces.
No, that was more late. I was just annoyed that I had to go buy them in the first place because I know I have to get new shoes soon, but...
I impulse buy when I'm at a restaurant.
I used to. I've gotten better.
Love it!
I impulse buy at bars.
I go to... Well, yeah, of course. I've gone to a restaurant... And where they had one side of the menu was small plates and the other side of the menu was large plates. And
go appetizer crazy.
And when they come to it, it's like, okay, yeah, we'll take the small plates. When I was at a table, and they're like, well, what do you mean, which one? I was like, all of them. We'll take the small plates. I like the idea of, I like having, especially when you got more than a couple people at a table. You know, it's like, ooh, pick and choose. I love that. I love impulse buying. We'll take the flatbreads. There could be five different flatbreads there. Oh, we'll take those. I also... Don't like the idea when I used to, now the way that my TV is set up, my TV is through my landlord is where I get it from. But I hate the idea of having a cable TV plan and not having every channel. I want to have it there. Even though I'm never going to watch them, I want them to be there. If I want to be able to watch it, I want to be able to know that I can go to that channel. Nothing fills me with rage more than going to that channel and saying, for ordering, please.
What about that temporary pause of blackness and you realize it's not coming up?
Oh,
because,
man.
Yeah, I hate that too. I've gotten channels. I've upgraded and downgraded my package constantly. And I've upgraded it to get channels that I know I'm not going to watch because I see that, Friday the 13th Part 2 is going to be on Cinemax Tuesday night. So I'll just upgrade and get Cinemax. I won't watch that. I won't watch anything on Cinemax.
But it should be there, just in case you need it.
Yeah, exactly. I have no premium channels of any sort.
So you're not really an impulse buyer?
So you're not an impulse buyer?
No.
Oh, that's interesting. What's the biggest impulse buy you ever had, Keith? Those shoelaces?
The Small Faces box set was like $79.
Okay. I'm going to say, well, my TV was unnecessary when I got it for this place. It's not, I mean, I didn't spend a ton on it. It was definitely under $1,000 for a big Sony TV that's fairly decent. That would probably be the bigger, the one.
Wait,
of the
do drugs count?
Yeah, no. Those, you need those. You need those when you're doing them. So that might be one of my biggest impulse buys. So James, you can't come up with one impulse buy?
Thing to beat.
I'm a horrible impulse buyer.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Constantly.
Okay, like, such as?
I went and bought a couple of suits last week. Because I didn't.
You bought a couple of suits like 2 weeks ago,
Weeks ago. And then last week, I'm like, oh, I wanted another suit. So I just went online and ordered another suit. And then when I bought the suit, I ordered two ties, two bathing suits, and a couple other shirts.
So clothes, you went clothes crazy.
No, yeah, and I tend to do that.
I can understand that.
You know, I'll go out and buy a couple of jackets or...
And good investments, clothes.
I've gone...
When you're doing these things, wait, just let's before we get to the watch, because we'll get to that next. When you're talking about suits, you're not talking about, like, a nice $30 suit. You buy suits. Like, you're talking a few hundred dollars at the very least.
Yeah, nice suits.
Okay. Just want to be clear.
I've been good. I haven't bought a new watch since January, I guess.
So it's been a couple of months. And I think you said that was like a Christmas present to yourself.
For myself,
right?
Yeah.
You're probably not going to get to the dollar figure on your watch. Would you rather not?
It's a nice watch. It's a very nice watch.
Absurd.
But
gets mentioned in the same category as Breitlings and Rolexes. Let's just say that. It's one of those.
But before that, I went on vacation. I bought a bunch of watches on vacation. Then I came back and I wanted to get more watches because... I bought about seven or
different
eight
time zones.
I bought about seven or eight watches in like a 6 month span.
What kind of watches were those? Not the same caliber as
you're
wearing.
No, a couple hundred dollar watches.
Okay, so reasonable watches. Yeah. I have no problem with buying $600 or $700 watches.
Yeah.
I think that's fine. $200
watches. They were like $300, $200-something watches.
Okay, it's acceptable.
Yeah.
Splurging.
Yes.
A little bit on the splurging side. A little impulsive. Yes. Okay, that's fine.
I did buy a 40-inch TV a couple of weeks ago. Because I have the...
But your other TV, the TV you have is bigger than 40 inches, isn't it?
Yeah, it's 52.
So why would you buy a 40-inch TV when you have a 50-inch TV?
Because I used to have my Xbox with Kinect hooked up to it, and I wanted to have a dedicated TV for the Xbox, because room-wise it worked out better.
So you have two TVs in the same room, one dedicated to your gaming system.
But they're not next to each other.
Okay,
but, yeah.
Okay. It's no problem. I'm not judging, just asking.
I'm a puff, baby, they can dance like a man. I can shake him up, Danny, I can shake him again. I'm a puff, baby, they can dance like a man.
That was a complete accident.
Danny, I can shake him again.
That was an impulse buy
of a ringer to end the show with. To end this show, Best in Show Radio here on Heroes Talk, Cocky Sox, Steamroller, Roll Over Face. We'll see you guys on the radio, 88, and YouTube. Peace. And we won't even mention any of the other impulse buys, like James's Porsche. That would be ridiculous for us to mention anything like that, right? Yeah, I said Porsche. Porsche. Or is it a Porsche?
It's Porsche.
Okay. What kind of Porsche you got?
Boxster.
Yeah. Impulse buys.
It was right there at the counter.
Right, it is
right next to Vogue.
It is true. It was either that or Us Magazine that he was going to get.
I've always wanted one.
All right. So that's not an impulse. It was something you planned for your whole life.
Kind of.
Yeah. Right. But I hope that answers your question, Mark. Yes, we all impulse buy. Some of us more extensively.
I've upgraded the TV. I've upgraded this camera 3 times in a year and a half.
Well,
I didn't even think about that.
It's business.
Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears, and the place to be.